Welcome to another inspirational message from Hillsong Church, London.
Just a simple thought. I've often spoken to our church about just an idea, which is I call having a coffee with God. And I'm sitting here right now in at least this is my chair. My environment is not the same. I'm sitting here with my wife, my daughter, and Betty, and a dog that won't sit still. So normally this would be my spot. I'm sitting in my chair, and it's a place that I start every day with as best I can. Even if I travel, if I'm in another place, I'll go and I'll walk into the environment that I'm in, and I'll pick a chair and I'll say, that's my God chair. And the whole concept of my God chair is how I start my day, or how I find a place. And I guess probably for everybody right now who in apartments, if you're with people and everything like that, there's all sorts of, if you're real, everyone's starting to do is maybe creating a little bit of, this is my territory, this is my go-to spot and all of that, so I can, I can find my place. Where there's probably a battle between the extroverts and the introverts and all of that type of thing taking place. But I want to just encourage you. Just start your day and find that place that you can say, that's the place where I'm going to meet with God in this time. Because meeting with God is it's important in any time. But it's amazing how when things are just okay and the rhythm of life has not that much trouble in it, not that much complexity, we tend to ignore the things that are fundamental and foundational to our personal well-being that is influenced by how our relationship and our connection with God is working out in our lives. And so, as I said, I'm sitting here in my God chair. Normally, I'd sit here every morning and I'd sit in my chair. I've got a cup of coffee. I must admit, there's probably more than one coffee drunk in the time that we're together. I'm not sure whether God likes coffee, he doesn't like coffee. I've just decided I like coffee. And it's up to me to decide what too much coffee is. So I've settled that one in my heart. And so I sit here and so what happens? What's it all about? What am I talking about? Finding that place. Matthew chapter 6, this is when Jesus is in the Sermon on the Mount. And in the Message Bible, when he leads into talking about prayer, and I guess the lead up that I'm going to read out in a moment is the lead up to what we know as the Lord's Prayer. And it's a guide of things to pray about. I'm not going to get into that. What I find fascinating and I find that I think is really important is the lead up to the prayer. And as I said, in verse 6 of Matthew chapter 6, this is what it says. And the Message Bible, Eugene Peterson, in his translation, puts it like this. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to find a quiet, secluded place so you won't be tempted to role play before God. Now, I guess the secluded place thing is a bit of a challenge for us all. But I do think you can find a place where you can quieten yourself before God and you can say, hey, this is my place. In the world we live in today, we've got all sorts of noise-canceling earphones and we've got all the stuff we can stick in our heads to lock out the noise or whatever. But just find that place where you can actually just come before God, where you're not tempted to role play. In other words, it's not an act. This is something that is real. And he goes on and he says, just be there as simply and as honestly as you can manage. And so as simply and as honestly as you can manage. So there's no pretense to this. There's no, hey, am I following the correct formula? Am I doing the right thing? All of that. As simply and honestly as you can. And honestly is just this simple, God, I'm honest with you. I'm just here. And this is what it goes on. It says, the focus will shift from you to God and you will begin to sense his grace. In other words, do you like that? It'll shift from you to God. The key thing is you've got to find place by yourself first. And then the focus will shift from you to God because you've got to remember, I'm as honestly and as simply as I can, I'm coming before God. God knows that. And so the focus will shift from you, which is which is pretty important because, you know, we all know there's way too much of me, as in ourselves, in our lives and in our heads, and it'll shift from ourselves to God. And what the most amazing thing is, and then you will begin to sense His grace. You'll begin to sense His kindness, His favor. And in a time like this where you've got to deal with all different things, don't get caught up in the thing, is this God that's doing this? Or, hey, what's happened to me? Is this God punishing me and all? God's not a punishing God. He's a God of love. He's a God of grace. And don't get caught up in things are happening because God is doing something. This is the world we live in. And God's desiring to be the answer to what's going on in our lives. He's not the causer of the problems that go on in our lives. And so you'll sense His grace, His kindness, His favor that is towards you. And so just spend your day, start your day in this place. And then as we move forward, there's a number of things to be thinking about, as honestly and as simply as that I can. And so as you move on, as you read through Matthew chapter 6, and as you come down to verse 31 is where Jesus gets into the don't worry bits, the don't worry bits, the don't worry bits, the don't worry bits, all right? And in verse 31, he says, don't worry. And in this time that you're with God, he didn't say that you won't worry. He actually says, don't worry. So this here's a moment where you can actually come to Him as honestly and as simply as you can and go, I'm worried about this. This is concerning me. I am worrying about this, and this is where I need to find you, God. And don't be afraid to sit there and be honest before God. I think one of the big challenges with life, if we see God as a God who's always seeking to punish us or for doing the wrong thing, we tend to feel like it's best to try and hide things from God. Well, the challenge is God knows everything anyway, so you can't hide it. But in our efforts sometimes and thinking that we should hide it, we actually don't bring things before Him. And so I want to encourage you just to don't allow yourself to run into this whole worrying thing that can so easily come your way in this moment, in this time. And there's a couple of verses that I just want to just draw attention to. Psalm 37, verse 5, New Living Translation says this. He says, commit everything you do to the Lord. Trust Him and He will help you. So here I am, I'm having my time with God. I've got my coffee. Well, I've convinced this lot they need to be quiet. So I found my quiet spot. And, if I was to be honest, one of the biggest challenges that that we all face is giving each other space in a time where there's props not much space, all right? But anyway, I found my spot and I'm with God. If it was normal, I'd be sitting in this chair. And there'll be a time where it's like, hey, this is everything's going on in my life, God. And what I'm doing is I'm committing this to You. And at the same time as I'm committing this to You, I'm committing it to You because I'm trusting You. And what am I trusting You in? I'm trusting You that You are going to actually help me in this time. And so I want to encourage you, just bring it all before God, but you're going to bring it with a sense of faith because you're not putting your trust in a concept. You're not putting your trust in religious protocol. You're actually putting your trust in the faith you have in the person of God that He will help you. And I want to encourage you to bring things to Him. As in Psalm 55, verse 22, New Living Translation puts it like this. He says, give your burdens to the Lord. Your burdens, what is weighing you down? What is burdening you? The challenge of where we're at right now is we've got, as a nation, as individuals, and as a world, we're dealing with what this whole coronavirus, how it's impacting everything. So that's a burden. But, you know, inside all of that, we've still got the daily cares of life that we've got to work out. The things that, if I put it like this, our burdens didn't cease when what is it, COVID-19 arrived. They come with us into this situation. So be confident. Just bring your burdens to him. And it says that he'll take care of you. He will not permit the godly to slip. In the Passion Translation, it puts it like this. So here's what I've learned. So here's what I've learned. So the writer in Psalms is talking about, he's learned something. So here's some advice. He says, this is what I've learned. I've learned that through it all, leave all your cares and your anxieties at the feet of the Lord. Now, I'm going to bring this to you, God. This is what I'm anxious about. You know, even sometimes if we get anxious, we feel like, well, I can't fess up to that. I can't tell people I'm anxious. And then if we do start telling people we're anxious, we tend to probably take it way too far. The same way you would tell somebody that you are anxious, tell God that you're anxious. Bring what it is that you're anxious about to him. Place it at his feet. God, here it is. I need you in this. And this is what it says, that the last part of it says, and measureless grace. And that measureless grace is the ability, the enabling that God brings our way. He brings it to us. That measureless grace will strengthen you. So I want to encourage you. Just kick back, find somewhere. Here's your God chair. This God chair now is a TV studio for me, so it's not familiar. But it's still a place where I've gone, when I sit here, then this is what I'm believing is going to happen, and this is what I'm going to do, and I'm going to believe that I'm going to walk through all of this and whatever the responsibilities and cares that are according to my responsibility and what life brings out to me, that I'm going to find God in this. I'm going to do this in God's grace, and I want to encourage you to do the same thing. In at the end of Matthew chapter 6, in verse 34, just a reminder of this is he says don't worry. Let me read Message Bible to you first. He says, give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. Don't get worked up and of what may and may not happen. Tomorrow, God will help you. In other words, just focus on the now. You know, who knows what the future holds, right? And it's not all bad, right? It's not the end of the world, all of that sort of thing. And it's a time to be concerned, and it's a time to be, I guess, where we are willing to, there's an urgency about things, but don't confuse urgency with panic. Don't confuse being concerned about things with fear. So trust God. He tells us, just don't get concerned about tomorrow. Focus in what is going on right now. What's it within my control right now? What's maybe not in my control right now, but I can give it to God. Just take each day as a time. That's what Jesus tells us to do. And it's amazing how much of what Jesus said is becoming very pertinent in people's lives right now. You know, right towards the end of the Sermon on the Mount, just a reminder, he says, if you do what I say, you'll be like a wise person who builds their life on a rock. So when the storms of life come, you'll stand. It's not going to knock you over. It doesn't say the storm's not going to come. It just says the storm won't get the better of you. But if you don't do the things that he says, it says that you, when the storm comes, it's going to be like someone who builds their house on sandy soil. When the storm comes, not if the storm comes, but when the storm comes, your life gets knocked over. So I want to encourage you, just stand on the things that Jesus said that are absolutely important. Don't get caught up in the whole worry factor. And I guess the last thing I probably wanted to bring out is this is a time for church, I believe. One of the hallmarks of church that is so easy for us to move away in our modern Western world, to move away from it, is the fact that when it's all said and done, church is about two relationships, your relationship with God and your relationship with others who are in the context of church. And that term, I want to remind everybody again, stay in fellowship. Fellowship is when we're prepared to do things for each other for their benefit. In other words, it's a selfless expression in the interpersonal relationships that we have. And it's a selfless expression that is often defined as of being able to, of that requires me to financially do things for people. And so let's be really mindful of the people in need around us. I believe as a church, we can look after each other because we can rally around the one, because that's what church is all about. And then as a church, as one, we should be able to help the people that are truly going to be vulnerable because of this. And, you know, in the early church, one of the interesting hallmarks of the early church is they saw social need. In other words, the issues of the poor and the issues of the vulnerable and those that didn't have a system that could help them or didn't have means, the church saw that as their responsibility. And I believe this is a time that as we move forward, that we can actually take on this responsibility. And that's why it's important that we all stay connected the same way we have been, look after each other. Let's be concerned about the health and the well-being of our church. All our staff and team are doing absolutely fantastic job. And I just want to sign off on one thing. Be mindful of that one person in your world. This is a time perhaps where you can call out to them. You can give them a call. You can send them the link of church. You can say, hey, do you want to join my group? Here's a whole lot of people. We get together, talk about life, how we can help each other. It's a great opportunity to invite the one in your world to come into your world and help them come to know Jesus.
This is the end of this podcast. We hope you have been challenged and inspired. For more information about Hillsong Church London, please visit hillsong.co.uk.